listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table.
I'd make a deal. And I know you just want to get home, so let's make a deal.
This is not a switch that has been flipped. You realize that this flame has been burning. Can I run you through a hypothetical scenario?
You're the number two guy right now, Lang. How's it feel?
RJ, I turned my back for a second. He was asleep.
Fresh start. Find out whoever I am.
I sweep the crumbs of the Raisin Bran under the nearest cabinet.
Where are you?
Yeah, RJ's right. Everybody has a choice. That doesn't mean that you have to like the choices that are presented to you.
Hold your fucking horses.
You guys want to give me a recap of the last session?
Caleb's, trying to come to understandings. And I think that comes through thinking about other people's emotions and why it's not a rash decision. It's not a, you messed up, you did this. It's a, Ray came to this through his own means, through his own thoughts. And he respects that it's not him making every decision. It's relying on outside sources, relying on his partners, and understanding that people have their reasons.
Sounds like therapy talk.
It's therapy talk that he's trying to put himself
in. Peace.
Ray said give him 24 hours.
Right.
John Sebastian LaRocca. Real person. I was looking on his Wikipedia page the other day. I found out that he was born in Villarosa in Sicily, which is a small village, only like 2,000 people, where my grandfather was also born. Did not know that. Was super shocked because I have not seen. And like I went on, then I clicked on the Villarosa Wikipedia page and it was like list of notable people born there. And like it was just John LaRocca. Like that was it. So yeah. Anything else for this recap?
Is that guy still alive?
No, he's dead.
Before we start, I need to take this off because it's really loud. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, surrounding Aaron Lang, the four of you find yourselves within a familiar trailer, plotting your next steps. It's around 8:45 in the morning. What do you guys want to do? Four of you are just like standing over the bed. Aaron Lang is sitting up and near the tail end of a discussion regarding little LaRocca.
And where's he at?
Chained to the wall in the living room.
All right. I say we keep track of this kid and simultaneously try and track down RJ.
Yeah, we gotta find this cabin. Right. I mean, I think I'm gonna hang here and take a personal day. Keep an eye on him. I mean, if this is what you guys wanna do on duty, you can. If we wanna split, some of y'all can go look for the cabin, do some digging.
There's a couple things I could try if I head back to the station.
Right. Yeah, I'll head back to the station too.
Alright.
I'll go with you. Jerry?
You want company? Partner?
Sure thing.
Alright.
Alright.
Aaron Lang looks towards Roy.
Lang, you want to come with us?
Sure.
Alright. I like kind of nod for him to follow as I start to walk out.
Mm-hmm. And he starts making his way towards his car, which is out there.
Cool. Is it still snowing?
No. clear skies.
Okay. Yeah, get in the PT Cruiser.
Okay.
Head back to the station.
Heading to the station. You guys make your way to the station. Like I said, the skies are clear. The roads are starting to get way more clear now. But there still are, like, snowbanks on either side of the road. As well, you know, you can just see scattered piles of snow as you're kind of making your way down. And the road itself is starting to get, like, that slushy kind of black ice. But easy enough to make your way to the station. Aaron Lang actually gets there a little bit ahead of you. You guys kind of both cars pull up around the same time.
Cool. Yeah, get out of the car. Caleb, you came with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, get out of the car and walk into the station. See if there's anything going on in there before I sit at my desk.
Aaron Lang makes his way towards his desk. Nothing immediately when you walk in. You don't notice anything out of place or any event going on. Make your way down to the VCU?
Yeah.
Make your way down. Lieutenant Longo is at his desk. He looks up as you step down the stairs.
Hey, Lieutenant. Morning.
Morning. What's going on?
Is he in his office?
Yeah, he's, like, talking across the room.
Okay, I'll walk over to his office.
I follow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of like, we're looking to track down RJ.
Okay, well, I got the original report here, and I don't know if Jerry told you, but the girl, Emma, parents came, body's been ID'd officially.
Okay.
I got their number if there's any reason you need to talk to them, but they should be staying here for a little bit.
Great, okay.
And he hands you a report.
And this is the report where he was, the recent reporting of him being seen?
Yeah, you read it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. It is that report.
Okay.
I don't have a physical copy for you, but I am going to read.
Okay.
So it is a very brief report. Roughly 6 a.m., January 7th. Man's description matching RJ's, which is, you know, shirtless, shoeless, covered in cuts, bearded, longer brown hair. Flagged down Maribel Bison, 78 years old. Forced her out of her lime green 1967 Pontiac Executive on the entrance ramp to Route 52 northbound, which you would know is one of the main highways that lead out of Linwood north.
Okay. I turn to Caleb and say, you said you were going to look into something while you were here?
Just a couple things I was thinking about. I know we tried to turn it over, but your connect. What was his name? Grain guy.
Trying to be distributing grain.
Yeah. I'm just thinking if they have some kind of monster and this grain's a conduit, somebody might have had a big order. Maybe he knows a guy that got a new tractor that wasn't there last season.
Okay. Yeah, we can give Chuck a call.
Do you trust everything that RJ said?
You know, at first I did, and in the moment I did. But he can't be telling the truth about everything.
Anything got you hung up specifically?
I mean, I'm kind of questioning why he thinks it's over if we're still here.
Yeah? Winter's motivations. He wanted the coffin, right?
Apparently.
That's it? And we think they nabbed Winter's from... we think that Winter's nabbed him from his car, from RJ's car, from his house.
Right. We got a report saying that we found him in a car.
And all they wanted was to find that, well, the coffin, something connected to RJ.
Yeah.
When you used to do traffic stops, search a car, you would check the visor, right? One of the first things you would check.
Right.
These guys are that into it? That into finding this coffin, and they didn't even check the sun visor for keys? To a locker?
Right.
And then it got me thinking, the note he said was planted by Winters.
Mm-hmm.
The RJ swaps? It's the same handwriting as what we found in the locker. Pointing back to the NO2 cans. It's the same handwriting, right?
Same exact handwriting.
Did he steal them from Winters? or one of his goons had the same handwriting as that RJ Swaps note? Just weird to me. I mean, I don't know where it goes, but...
You're suggesting he might have taken it from Winters?
Or that he's not being truthful about who left notes, what Winters wants.
Okay.
Just something to keep in my mind. But speaking about that, does Lieutenant's door still open?
Yeah. Also, take a program point.
I mean, how many times has it bit us in the ass? Not going back to somebody. The lady, the one who made the report about the car.
Yeah.
We never followed up with her. Can you get anybody out there, officer? Get another statement. See if maybe she saw somebody around the car or if she has the same story.
No, we sent someone back out there. We got the full written report and then we sent someone out there to get a secondary statement. She didn't have anything more to say. Lily David?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid bitch.
You fucking bitch!
This may be a stretch, but are there any art stores nearby the entrance ramp to Route 52 north?
Not that you can think of off of the top of your head.
Can I look into it?
Sure. You can start doing a little bit of research.
Yeah, okay.
Anything you want to do during that time, Caleb?
Yeah, if I can get a guy to help me or to pull records, I want to ask Lieutenant if I can get a guy. I want to look for records of this cabin. I know that he probably tried to keep it off the books, but some kind of bills, something that he bought to bring there, something, some kind of service that he got to that cabin. Maybe there was an audit in his taxes. Maybe somewhere he slipped up. See if I can get any records on Winters, any family members, anybody. And the thought behind it is the picture that we found with Winters on it. The set of pictures. I can't get over the RJ wrote on it. Bills. 7980. I mean...
6970. Yeah. Do you express that out loud?
Yeah. That's what I was doing.
Well, that's a good place to start, but those records are in Minneapolis. County office. Local assessor's office up there. We don't have access to them here. We can put in an official request for them, but that's going to take time. And probably get blocked anyway.
You don't have any polls? Nobody you know over there?
I don't know anyone in Minneapolis that can help us.
Who's the guy above him that used to be in Minneapolis?
The chief of police?
Yeah. No way you could pull a string there?
Look...
Just to see if they exist.
He lowers his voice. The only connection that I know above me in this precinct that leads back to Minneapolis is Chief Hodgins. But I don't know which side of the fence he's on. So it would just be a matter of asking him. But I don't know who to trust right now, Caleb.
How long have you been feeling this way?
Since the second that you guys brought it to my attention. Look, I think it's a good idea. Find a way to get those records if they exist, but it's going to have to be through Minneapolis. County recorders or the local assessor's office up there.
Yeah, just that bill's 6970 got stuck in my head. I mean, did I look it up? The bills, the 6970 season. Guess who they drafted?
OJ?
They drafted OJ that year.
You know, can I actually get Lang to look through? do that search for art stores?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And he, you know, if you go up, get him, he nods his head and okay. starts getting to work.
And I'll call Chuck in the meantime.
Okay.
Chuck Berry.
Ring him up?
Yeah.
Johnny B. Grain Distribution, how can I help you?
Hey, Chuck, it's Roy.
Hey, Roy, how are you?
Pretty good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Doing all right.
Good, good. You got a minute?
Sure.
Cool. Look, I know I called earlier this week or last week, losing track of the days, but I'm really trying to push about this grain talk that we had earlier.
Yeah, I've been keeping my eyes peeled for any kind of big orders. Actually, after we had that phone call, I went through, double-checked all our records. I mean, I know you're looking for big shipments of grain, but it's not through us, and we're the largest in the area, so I'm not sure.
Nothing. Lately, at least.
Not that's alarming.
Can you get me? I'm not sure if this is too much to ask, Chuck, but maybe a list of more local... I don't even want to say local, but other distributors?
If you want, I got good relations with them.
Okay.
Give me the day. I'll make some phone calls, see what I can kick up.
Sure. All right.
Sound good?
Beautiful. Yeah, right. Thanks, Chuck.
God bless.
All right. Click. Bye, brother. Peace.
Bye, brother.
Bye, brother.
See you, brother HH.
Come on, brother.
It'd be fucking funny if he was like, okay, see you later, Roy. I'll be with you.
Okay.
Then I guess if we're not going winners, I want to dig back into bills for everybody else, for RJ, Bobby, Marsha, Nancy. See if anybody had anything come up. 6970.
Tax documents?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's going to be the people who you know live in Linwood, Bobby and RJ. That would be just making a series of phone calls to... What are you looking for exactly here? Bank statements,
car registrations, anything that wasn't maybe registered, or I don't know if I could find that through tax documents, but yeah, bigger purchases that they would have made in those years.
Do you want to put somebody else on this, or do you want to do this? Because this is going to take some time.
I can do it for now. Okay. If anything comes up, I'll pass it off.
Okay. Roy, anything that you're doing?
No, I'm kind of just at my desk right now, like looking into paperwork and shit.
Okay. Jumping back to Ray and Jerry. You guys alone in the trailer with an unconscious little Laraka.
What's your plan? Bait. How? You haven't gone to that yet?
Well... just trying to figure out the best way we can get in contact with this boy's family.
He won't tell you nothing?
Well, he's out cold right now. I don't know.
So, we have an unconscious kid on our hands. Atkins is free. What's your plan? What do we want to do today?
I'm going to start grabbing some coffee, making a pot, and I want to get a glass of water ready as well. And I want to head over to Laraka and just kind of barely drip a little water on
him.
And then drip a little more.
I can see his forehead twitch. One eye kind of opens. And you can see now, especially because now time has gone by, his one eye is like swollen shut. He's got bruises pretty much all across the top of his forehead. Still head bandaged from before. He opens his eye, looks up at you.
Good morning.
Closes his eyes again. Opens them back up.
I put the water next to him.
He grabs it kind of rather quickly, still on his back. Flips himself over and just kind of like tries to use both his hands to pick it up and put it towards his mouth. Drinks it rather quickly.
And I'll grab it and I'll fill it up again. I'll put it next to him.
Grabs it again. Drinks it.
Do you have a parent or guardian that would be best for us to contact?
What?
You know, to get you out of this situation, you have someone you would like us to reach out to?
What? No. No. Is that how you're playing this?
I received a lot of information through the course of the night, as you could imagine. I think we all did. I mean, you were out for a lot of it, so you really don't have a full scope of what I have come to know about everyone that was in the trailer. I'm just asking you if there's someone that we can call that can best take you in a time like this.
Call John.
What do you mean call him? I don't have his number. I don't have his address. I can't write him.
Okay.
I just want to send...
Look.
What? A little message.
A message. Fuck you. Fuck you. Message. What are you doing here? What?
How do you think you're gonna get out of this situation? You're tied up right now. Have you thought of that?
No.
Okay. Let's start thinking about it.
What do you want?
Haven't we told you what we want?
No, you haven't made it clear to me.
Well, to start, there's a ranch we're looking for.
I don't know where it is.
Can you help us find out where it is? I believe you know people that know where it is, no? Right?
It looks like he's looking off and thinking.
We can do the swap there.
No. No, fuck you guys. No.
Why not?
I'm not doing that.
That's not how this is going to go down. That's not how this is going to go down. How's it going to go down?
Closes his eyes really tightly. Opens them. I'm not helping you. Do what you want to do. But I'm not a part of it. I'm not helping you at all. Fuck you, both of you.
Strong kid.
That's damn crazy, because I was really talking about it last night. I don't want to pull out my gun.
No.
Sorry.
Don't gotta do that.
I was really set on it, and I decided not to.
Do it. do it. I'm not telling you anything. I'm not helping you. Fuck both of you. Fuck you. Fuck RJ. Fuck Dan. Fuck all of you. No. No.
We don't like any of those people either. What do you want?
I'm not gonna be your leverage. You think you got me, you won, and you're gonna get what you want. What I want is that to not that to that and to not. What I want is for to.
Can I roll? Is this a physical problem?
Yeah, roll. Medicine?
Can I too, or no?
Yeah.
I got a zero.
Take a shot.
I got a shot.
10.
Gary needs a new pair of shoes. 95.
It could be. Maybe not. Maybe he's nervous. Maybe he's... There's a physical problem. Maybe he's fucking with you. You have no idea. I think what it is you don't know what you want. You ask me what I want. What do you want? Play with me, let me decide, and you let me choose what I want to do. I'm not playing this game. Mm-mm.
The fuck did you just say?
You ask what I want. What do you want?
For all of this to fucking stop. Everyone, no, you shut the fuck up. Everyone that isn't us, the cops, these fuckers that are getting in your way, are abducting little children and killing them. This is fucking crazy. You're just killing people out of nowhere. No one deserves this. You're just doing this out of a power grab. It's disgusting. It's devilish. We're gonna stop all of it.
I'd like to see you try. It's bigger than you, and you know that, right?
Yeah, I'm well aware of that. That everything's already in motion. We're all gonna die. It's already over. I'm well aware.
I don't know about that. I'm more talking about the logistics of it, the specifics of it, the logic behind it, the people behind it. Yeah, okay. There's some weird things going on. Strong powers. Okay. But the family is strong on its own. Even if there wasn't this other thing here now, you're still out of your league. And I'm not threatening you. I'm in no place to do so. I've been chained to the wall for God knows how long. I don't even know if I've been out a day or two, just the night. I don't know. I'm not threatening you. I'm telling you how it is right now, at least. I'm not helping you. I'm not telling you anything. That's all.
What benefit does it have for you to not say anything? You're young. You got a whole life ahead of you. Why are you so passionate about keeping this from us?
Because I have people who trust me and people who depend on me.
They can't depend on you if you're dead. That's okay with you? You're okay with dying? For this?
For them, yes. My family. Do you have family?
Yeah, I do.
Would you die for them?
Yeah, I would.
Then you understand. Then you understand.
Your family is full of horrible, horrible people. Do you realize that what you guys are doing is horrible?
Cry me a fucking river, Blue. I don't care. I don't.
Well, I'm about ready to take him out back.
Let's talk outside.
Both of you guys roll alertness. You guys probably don't stop. You guys probably don't, like, turn around. But you notice, like, as you guys begin to make your way out, he collapses. Like, as if, like, he was propping himself up and using a lot of energy to do that. And the second you guys kind of break from his, like, frame of view, he just, like, drops. And you can hear him, like, sigh really heavily.
I want to peek back in, just like so I can barely see him.
Mm-hmm.
And look at him for just like half a minute or so. See he's breathing. See
yeah,
he's like
he's laying back on his side and he's breathing.
He's fine.
Saw me right. And I'm not against killing him. I'm really not, but I just don't want to get nothing out of it. That's all. Do you think there's any way we can get anything out of him? I know it's fucked up, but we can try to force something out.
We already beat the piss out of him.
It's just a beating.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you can only beat him so long until he just goes unconscious. And then we lose him again for however long.
So we kill him. What do we do with him? I mean, how do we send a message?
I don't know. I mean, all I can think is if we want to kill him, and we got to dispose of him so no one knows we did this, first of all. Second of all, I think our best course of action would be to dispose of him in some Minneapolis jurisdiction. Because you know they'll get the message, and they'll send it to whoever needs to see it.
So kill him. Leave him somewhere Minneapolis police will find him?
If the Minneapolis police get whatever message that we need to send, however we decide to do this, if we decide to do it, if it gets through the Minneapolis police, it's going to Dan Winters, and it's going to all of his friends mm-hmm. that are going to the cabin.
Yeah.
And they're all
going
to know. Listen, we got some time.
Do we?
Yeah. We sent our other two partners over to the police station. Go try and find this cabin. If we can stall, they find the cabin. Well, then this conversation didn't even matter, did it? Is there something we could do here? Try and find it? I got a phone book, probably.
I don't know. I mean, we've done so much to try and find this cabin already. I mean, I just feel like it's this kid that's going to bring it to us. I mean, he says he doesn't know. How do we know that he doesn't know? What about Atkins? I mean, would he have known anything?
No. He said he was only at the Blue Coda. And, you know, the mm-hmm. Golden King, but that was only recently because now he was so heavily incriminated with his niece. you know?
No, but he was there at the Golden King with him. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to believe.
I hear you.
I just feel like everyone in this is tied together somehow, and everyone in it is going to know something.
You're right. I'm not vouching for Adkins, because he's a piece of shit, but he didn't seem like he was involved in that level, and he was being honest up until only a couple days ago, right? And we're talking about stuff from... It's been going on for a long time. At the cabin. Those pictures are from months ago, right?
Mm-hmm. That's why I think... They gotta know. I don't know. I think this kid knows where it is. Maybe he doesn't.
Rather quickly, we will do a checkup on our other set of detectives at the station. Caleb, you're digging into these records best you can, maybe making a couple phone calls. Roy, you're just kind of milling about, finishing up some paperwork. It's only been about maybe 30 minutes, but you haven't found anything of any substance.
Do I remember if any of these guys, if RJ or Bobby, had receipts in their car? Didn't somebody have a bunch of receipts somewhere?
Bobby had them in his, the jackets in his coat closet.
Did we?
And kind of scattered about in the trash.
Did we have them?
I don't know if you collected them as evidence, but for the sake of brevity, we would say that, yeah, I imagine that Ray and Jerry would have collected a few.
Okay, can I, And there was no receipts anywhere else? In nobody's car?
No, not that was found.
Put this down for a minute if somebody else can take over. If I can call somebody to switch out.
Gaines is there.
Okay, ask him. Explain to him what I'm doing.
Sure. And he understands.
Uh-huh. If he has the time, maybe go through other people's... See if he can get anything on maybe the three kids that were at the bar or anything.
Okay.
A
couple of high schoolers' financial situations?
Parents. Families. 6970, try to focus on that still. Going through these receipts, anything not Linwood, anything north of Linwood, gas stations, Burger King, fucking anything that would have a location on it that's not Linwood for these receipts.
Was Burger King a thing in the 70s?
I
imagine.
Was it?
But no, all these receipts are Linwood.
Just Linwood.
Linwood-based businesses.
Okay.
I mean... Can I, I imagine this will be quick. Can I compare Ralph's Hardware and Sanders Dentistry with, Route 52 ramp entrance?
They're both way far... So the ramp entrance is just in Linwood.
Mm-hmm.
It's the entrance onto the highway and then another, you know... 2 hours north to Minneapolis.
Okay.
Set of footsteps down the stairs as an officer that neither of you guys recognize approaches. Sergeant McNeil?
That's me.
Officer Whitaker. I was asked to do a sweep of the trailer park yesterday with my partner, asking around if anyone knew of men going to that lady's trailer.
Okay.
Just wanted to update you that there wasn't anyone who said anything other than a red car that would come by infrequently, they would say. Also, a brief description of the guy, if you want me to give you that, and then a few people. We canvassed probably about 3/4 of the trailer park in total. A few people said that the woman was most likely a drug user.
Okay. What's your description of the guy? And I kind of just, if it's Bobby.
Yeah. It seems to be a description of him.
Okay. All right. Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, appreciate it.
Sure.
How far of a drive is the ramp from here?
About 20 minutes.
I'm about to just get in the car and just drive to the ramp. And just, I don't know. I don't fucking know. See. Something.
How many, shot in the dark, how many farms do you think are up north? How many ranches?
I mean, we looked into this, man.
What's the number, though?
I don't recall off the top of my head, but like a dozen, maybe? Like, fucking...
How big ranches are you talking? Any kind of ranch?
No, a good... I mean, we saw pictures of the outside of this thing.
Hundreds, if not. Maybe closer to 1,000.
Of that size?
Yeah.
I thought it was way smaller.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess not focusing on Southeast Minnesota. Because, I mean, think about it. He had the map pointed on the desk. It's closed.
Is that ramp the route you would take to Chicago?
No.
Okay.
You could. It's a large highway. And it's one of two or three entrances to this major highway throughout Linwood.
Okay. I walk over to Lang and see where he's at with this art shop search.
Doesn't look like it, Sarge. It's nothing there. It's just interstate, bypasses, roads, streets, highways, byways, planes, trains, automobiles. Nothing out that way, Sarge.
Okay. Thanks, Lang. We're missing something.
Mm-hmm.
How far is the ramp from Ray's house, if I were to drive there from Ray's?
Well, probably about 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, so I...
Wait, 40 minutes. The ramp's 40 minutes south, 40 minutes north?
Ray lives on the outskirts. So this highway, the ramp entrance for it, is right dead in the center of town. I'm saying 40 minutes now. At nighttime, probably less. There's no traffic.
Which way would you have to travel? Like, I'm saying, theory is he's going north. Would it be, if you are going north, would it make sense to go to Ray's house back to the city, into the city, or just try to go straight north from Ray's house?
It would make more sense to go into the city to get onto this.
Okay, got it.
What time was this, did she report this?
6 a.m.
6 a.m. And, Lang, what time about did he vanish?
Put it maybe around 30 minutes before that.
And he walked. So he fucking vanished and appeared 30 minutes later, about 40 minutes away by car.
Mm-hmm.
How close is the storage unit to that location?
Other side of town.
Any businesses that we've had any interest near that ramp?
You ask Aaron Lang?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's been looking into that. No, there's nothing up that way.
Mm-hmm. So cops met this woman at the ramp this morning.
You are led to believe yes.
You want to get in the car and
go? I'll come with you, yeah.
All right, just walk over. I'm like, Lang, keep doing what you're doing, man.
Sure, you got it.
You stud.
Yeah, getting the PT.
Sitting there, look pretty.
No PT cruiser, I'm in the dispatcher right now.
You step outside to see smoking a cigarette hanging by the entrance. Mike McAllister.
I don't even know, I just keep walking.
Wait. I've been waiting here for like 45 minutes. Please, just a word.
I'm busy, what's up?
Second of your time, please.
All right, walk with me. Come on.
And he matches pace with you. How's the case going? Any new developments? Anything?
No comment.
Come on.
What about you, man?
What about me?
Any developments on your end?
What my end?
I know we've been playing. I know the game we've been playing.
I have several developments. But none that I think would interest you.
Why is that?
Because I'm pretty sure I'm just picking up after your crumbs. Anything new, please? Look, I don't want to be in this town any longer than I have to.
Look, you want money or something?
No,
because
I want a
story. Frankly, you've been behind us every step of the way. The only thing you've been is an annoyance to us. How have you helped us, Mike? You haven't. I open the car door.
Mm-hmm. And he kind of like leans in, doesn't like put his hand or foot or anywhere like near the car door. How can I help you? Let me help you. I will help you. Just please give me something to write.
Look, you know where we're at, man. You know mostly where we're at, okay? I'm pretty sure you met with my guys 24 hours ago.
And they told me stuff then.
What have you given us?
What would you like to know?
I have a lot of fucking questions, but I don't want the public to know what our questions are, frankly.
Okay, well, I'm not writing it now. I told Detective Hoyt, once this is all wrapped, then I write the story, okay? But at this point in time, I just need to know where to go digging right now. That's my job. I dig. That's my job.
You hear from the boy?
Which one?
Our buddy Carter?
I did speak with him, yeah.
How's he doing?
He's good. He seems like a good kid. The other one, though, Ronnie? That kid is a piece of shit. Listen, I went to that storage locker. I may have told your other detective about it. I looked at the box, okay? Can you just at least answer a few questions for me? Just a few. Off the record, not even coming out of your mouth.
Shoot.
What are you scared of? The one thing that's not making sense to me right now, and I need to know this. Why aren't you guys filing reports?
Filing reports? How do you know about shit we're not filing reports about?
Because obviously you've been doing shit the last couple of days.
All right, next question.
Come on.
I turn the car on. Start the car.
Okay. How do Bobby and RJ know each other? Please.
You don't know that? You're that far behind?
Just tell me that. At least.
You haven't offered us shit, man.
What do you want?
Look, I'm not going to sit here and ask you a question. Like,
I'll take you out to dinner. I'll buy you a nice bottle of wine. What do you need?
You know about the hearse?
No.
All right, we gotta go.
Look. Just help me. Help me. I will help you. What do you need? What do you need? Information. I know people.
The other day, I was under the impression that you knew things that we didn't.
Look.
Should I still be under that impression?
I'm a reporter. I've been doing this a long, long time, and I'm pretty fucking good at it. You set me on a path, and I will get information that I don't think that you will be able to get. All right, but whatever you guys are doing, like I'm talking about, and I'm not trying to step on your toes here. I'm not trying to impede on your investigation. And I also don't want to make it seem like I'm searching for scraps, but I am searching for scraps. You're not filing anything. So I don't know what the fuck to do. You know what? Never mind. Look,
You ever do anything story-wise, tax records? Anybody important?
Yeah.
Who?
I was originally out of Pittsburgh. There was a guy running for governor at the time. He was mayor of Pittsburgh before. We did a story on some of the contributions he was making. Unsavory.
Name?
You didn't read the story? It was like front page news. John Cord? No?
No.
Look.
It was a good piece. And it wasn't a hit piece.
If you get us...
Fuck it. No, like I said, look, I'm...
No.
Do what you want to do, and I'll just... I want to get the fuck out of here.
If you can get us any info about a ranch or a farm or a large plot of open land that some members of the mafia have been hanging out at, then we'll tell you some shit.
He looks at you wide-eyed, quizzically. What?
I shut the door.
Okay.
Start driving.
Pull out, and he's just standing there kind of scratching his head, takes out a notepad and starts flipping through it. You pull out?
Yeah.
Where are you guys heading?
To the the ramp entrance of Route 52 North.
You head to the ramp entrance of Route 52 North.
Once I get to the ramp entrance, I pull over.
Okay.
And there's still snow on the ground?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Do I see, like, snow tracks in the grass or anything? Or
no.
Tire tracks in the grass?
No. To paint a scene, four lanes on the left side. That farthest left lane leads up and over onto the highway. Coming in the opposite direction are three lanes going that way. So it's like seven lanes of traffic. A lot of cars going by, either side flanked by woods, but it's not too dense, not too thick. There are scatterings of snow piles on the ground, but no, nothing that like strikes you immediately.
Yeah, pull over and get out of the car, and I really want to look like into the grass, like on both sides of the ramp, right? Dude, I mean, this guy's walking around barefoot, like it hasn't snowed. Do I see any footprints? Like, I do want to give, a thorough investigation.
Roll search.
It's the first time using these dice, Mike Finn.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. .33 on a .61.
Mm. Critical success. Heading from town to the ramp, off to the side on the shoulder. Maybe about, put it like 6 feet in, there are a set of footprints.
Okay, where do they just lead to the road, I guess?
They lead to the ramp.
Okay.
Do you follow them in the opposite direction?
Absolutely.
Start walking maybe like 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards, 40 yards, 70 yards, 150. 200, all the way back to sidewalk. You walked for probably about like 25, 30 minutes to sidewalk that's been cleared.
Looking around the sidewalk, this is absolutely the end of this trail.
If you follow it back up, it's like another like block of sidewalk.
We're not near any Linwood Falls pawn shops, are we?
At this point?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
At this point, any art shops?
No.
Should we go to RJ's house? Why haven't we went to RJ's house?
Might have went back. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, yeah. I kind of trot back to the car. Start heading to RJ's house.
Taking the long walk back?
Yeah.
So, with one set of detectives trying to retrace the steps of RJ Quinnen, who you presume to be RJ Quinnen, the other set find themselves still in the trailer. That's where we're going to pick up next session.
Thanks for listening to this episode of LFVCU, a Nasty Table production. Please be sure to follow us on social media. We're active on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok at The Nasty Table.